See, how do Oh. We're just having a hammer. Okay. Hi, my partner in crime. Hi. So Jack. Oh yeah. Work? Yes. Ironing out. There we go. Time. Okay. Okay, boy. Oh, we know by now. Okay, we are live on Facebook, conversation, Instagram. Okay. No, Suya, I'm not home. Home. I was at work and then I went home, so I still went to work. I'm a good person. Okay. Good girl. Okay. I got to go home early though. So Jack's at home and I'm at home. So that's why on Tomlin Station, you don't see us because I have Jack at home on Instagram Live. Technology. Yes. She's virtual right now. We're just once again proving that in quantum, there's no time, no space. So let's get to it because we do have actually we do have time. We do have time limit, 1 hour on Instagram about to kick us off. So that's the only thing holding us back from no time, no space. Okay,
Right.
let's see. We have on Tomer Station, we have people sometimes putting in requests early because they can't be with us, but they still want to get that healing energy. So we have Gail asking for obesity, anxiety for a son. So obesity, anxiety, brain and GI issues. Okay, so anxiety. Isn't it funny? It always starts with a someone's always anxiety first off. Okay. Yes. So it's like right on cue. So let's start with yeah, I wasn't here last week. Jack graciously held up the fort. Thank you. If anyone missed the interview last week, Jacqueline interviewed Joe Lussier from Anasura Wellness. He's been a practitioner with us for over 20 years now, and he has a wealth of knowledge. And he and Jacqueline met up on Instagram Live, right? Can you give us a little like
Yes.
history or like a recap?
He was so interesting to speak to. Yeah, he said he's been working with your dad for like, I was talking about you so you can hear me,
That's
for
okay.
like 25 years. And we talked about Tongren and how he uses Tongren in his healing. He was an engineer turned massage therapist. So he really understands and really loves that quantum aspect of healing. And we just had an awesome time. It was supposed to be a half an hour chat. We went for an hour. Had some
Until
drinks.
they kicked you
I'll
off
tell you
on
something funny.
Instagram.
But we want to do it again. So if you loved it and you'd like to hear again, let us know and we'd like to do it again.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I caught some of it. It was really good. And he has a class coming up.
Yes. Yep. He had a class in November. I believe it was 14th. I don't
All
want to
right. I
say
haven't
that.
written on my
November
phone.
off.
Let me see. My phone is occupied right now with Instagram, but
Yep.
yes, I believe 14th as well. Great.
Yeah. So you can sign up on his website. I can't. We'll have to
Anasura
add the.
Wellness.
Do you, what is
Yeah,
it?
anasurawellness.com.
Don't ask me to spell that.
Was second
Anasura.
place spelling bee like twice, so I'm still stung by that, and I won't spell it for you in case I spell it incorrectly, but I think we will be posting. Jack, can we post the information on Tongren Station?
Yeah, I'll post it on the site so you guys can see on Tongren Station. But yeah, she was so fun to talk to.
Thank you. And we actually also have Monica Calvo, who will be doing a Spanish seminar for those who speak Spanish or have family, friends, relatives who is better at comprehending and understanding Spanish, or those who want to learn Spanish and Tongren at the same time. Monica will be holding a 2-day online seminar as well, coming up soon. I think at the end of the month. So can we post that too, Jack?
We got a lot of stuff to happen. We haven't posted yet.
Thank you. We're still working on the brain. So we're going through the TongrenStation.com session and the questions and the requests. So we have the vagus nerve can go to the GI issues, but also is that brain gut connection. So we tap on the neck for the connection between the brain and the gut. This is for everyone's emotional health, the brain health, the gastrointestinal and digestion. Okay. Next is emotion. So yes, that was an emotion. Headache and pain in the joints. Headache for everyone. My angles. So Jackie and Pat for headaches. I think everyone just, you know, working on the neck nowadays. The neck opening up to the head, the migraines. The joints, the aches and pains. So probably some arthritis. We could tap for T12347. Let me know what the arthritis is. And we have someone, someone's joining us, Coco from Alberta, Canada. So Coco, I feel like I've seen that name here before. Yeah. So she has, brain cancer, tumors on the right frontal lobe, and that's causing headaches. And shoulders and back pain from chemo. Okay, so let's open the GV22. It's right up here. It's about the midline here and about 1 inch behind. So that is GV22. You could massage that sometimes and stimulate that area. That's for the metabolism, the cell growth. It's also for anger, fear, body temperature regulation, hunger, thirst. A lot of like basic core function needs. Then we can take it to the ouch point, which is the right frontal lobe. I just had a patient come in, and I've never met this man before, and he goes, Have you studied with Tom Tam? I'm like, yeah, for a little bit. And I was like, how do you know him? He goes, oh, this man was about 40 years old or so. And he goes, oh, he treated my father in 1994, and he had a brain tumor. And he was doing so much better. And then the doctors persuaded him to do the brain surgery to take the tumor out. And my dad said, like, don't do it. I think you're doing great. The symptoms are all gone away. And he's like, he's doing fine. But he just decided to do it, which is also fine, too. If you decide to do a surgery, we'll still support it with the Tongren. But when the doctors went in, they couldn't believe it. They said, I don't know what happened. What we took out and the size of the tumor, it was much smaller than what we saw in the imaging. So between, and of course, you have to have a pretty recent image before you go in and cut. So in that time frame, it just shrunk significantly. So doctors never think to open the neck and increase the circulation to the brain, and then it'll wash out or correct the bio signal there. So the doctor's only looking at this. So what about looking at the neck as well and opening the neck. So Coco in Alberta, Canada, sometimes you can get the massage or work on it yourself on the neck and help the circulation to flush out. And with the flush out, the chemo side effects as well.
How, if you're not close to like anyone that's a practitioner here doing Tuina, how do you find a good massage therapist? Like, what do you look for?
Sometimes you are the best massage therapist.
I love that.
Like, sometimes you can't depend on people, got to do it yourself. So you just get a tool, whether it's like a blunt end of something or like the spatula or like the cooking utensil, whatever it is. Sometimes just, you know, rubbing it in here, finding that crunchy, gnarly spot where you feel a little discomfort. Yeah. Multi-tool.
Yeah. Or have like your husband, boyfriend.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Any household items, your thumb, I mean, you can do the thumb, but if you have, like, brittle hands or arthritis or whatever, then you could just, you know, get creative. I don't know, there's, like, a mint box.
Yeah.
Whatever. Survival techniques.
Are we doing any virtual cleanup?
We are not, but I might ask Monica if she can consider that, because Monica is an excellent Tuina massage therapist, and she's a very good teacher, too. She teaches our patients how to do self-care at home, so that actually might be a really good next seminar series.
I think that's a great idea. I think people would really enjoy that, myself included.
Yeah, I don't know where my stick is. There are like some tools that you can use to take care of yourself. I don't see it lying around. Like there's some that's like a candy cane shape. It's just kind of like hooks on and you can like wiggle it around.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's called a Thera cane, like a therapy cane, Thera cane. So you can get that online. That's really good for like getting in there.
Yes, I got one of those. You told
yeah.
me about that.
Yeah. It's a good Christmas present. As well as the doll and hammer.
Yes.
So you could tap on the brainstem for ALS.
Be your own healer theme. Like that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Be your own healer.
I heard kits are in lately. Like a make your own hot chocolate kit or, you know, heal yourself from your migraines kit. Okay, Jack, that's the next thing we're going to do. So Matt R. has ALS, breathing and anxiety. So we tap on the brainstem, this area. The brainstem sending the signal to the rest of the body. But also the medulla is in charge of breathing. Down to the phrenic nerve. To the diaphragm. Down and down. Arthritis. Okay. Tapping for arthritis causing a lot of aches and pains in the lower back, spine, degeneration, weight loss, foot, the leg, shoulder, and frozen shoulder, and the arm.
If anyone's feeling anything, please let us know. Ooh, we just got a heart on Instagram right here.
Ooh. Instagram's pressing buttons more than you guys at our Tomrin Station. So press that donate button underneath. Because, yeah, Jack and I are just hanging out here doing this on a volunteer basis. But if we can generate some donations for OCI, then we can print more materials and educational information to spread, you know, spread the healing, because this is all based on donations, because we're not here to make money. We're just here to share the love and the healing. So that's the way that you guys can help too. So we don't have a donate button on Instagram or Facebook, but if you go over to tongrenstation.com, then there are many avenues and many buttons scattered everywhere where you can help donate and contribute. Or if people have good rewards, good results, they either buy us M&Ms or they write a donation check. So we just had someone come in with lymphoma and leukemia, AML, which is one of the more serious ones. And he's an elderly man, maybe 80. And he said this is like the longest stretch he didn't need a blood transfusion or like to get, transfusion. So usually he would have, I think he went twice as long, because he's been coming here. So then he just got
the job.
Hey, bro.
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah. He came in today, too, and he said he just got the blood work done. And he said all the numbers are normal. And he's like, I'm definitely coming back.
He and his wife come in, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. He's so sweet. And he feels so good being here. So we hope everyone else feels good being here also. Okay, let's see. There's Sarah with colon cancer and metastases. So all the cancer, we can start at GB22.
Oh, very fast from Lord's Health on Death.
Mm, feeling
very fast. Good cheese. Thank you.
I passed out on the couch from your tapping last week.
You what?
I passed out on the couch. I was like, I just took a deep, long nap. Yeah, I know.
I had big shoes to fill last week.
No. You filled them. You clown shooed me. Vagus nerve down to the colon.
Oh, thank you, J-Boy.
Aw, J-Boy, we know. Yeah. My friend John said Jacqueline did a great job last week because I abandoned ship. So it was just throwing her into the fire. It was great. Sjogren's, Hashimoto, autoimmune. That also helped with Happy Day's upper back and the neck alignment. As well as the endocrine brain. So the yi ming for the parotid gland and all the salivation. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, no, I feel the same way.
Brainwave entrainment just made Jacqueline and maybe some of you drink water.
Do we have any first timers?
Let's see.
See anyone that's new?
Yeah, later they might come popping up. Oh, we have Miss Lanny, who is our old timer. Oral abscess and TMJ on the right hand side. Let's do both sides. And the breast. Inflammation and pain. Also, Margaret with uterine cancer. The right side, the jaw. Oh, great. Karen, this will help with the cervical dystonia also, and the scoliosis, the constipation. That will also help get cleared up. What is it?
We have someone from Sweden on Facebook.
Oh. Happy to have you. Oh, Andreas. Yeah. No, he flew here before to get the tapping. We hope your scoliosis is doing better. Okay, we will include you afterwards. Yeah. So I guess you can't fly here now. We don't blame you. we're not coming. But we'll work on the scoliosis as well. Okay, yeah. So we also have scoliosis in Chicago and Sweden, so we can work on them both at the same time. Motor cortex, sensory cortex. This will also be good for anyone with the back pain, the lower back pain. The C123. Loosening up the muscles along the spine so the spine can realign and straighten out again. L4, L5, BL40. How's everyone feeling? Andreas, how are you feeling? Nice and warm, tingling, relaxed. Perfect blood. Okay. So we have, okay. We have Happy Mama and Instagram and Facebook and Tarman Station. So we can tap for the blood, leukemia, GB22 for the growth. The metabolism, growing the healthy cells, healthy blood cells. Yeah, we had another one. Jean from Vermont or New Hampshire. I'm getting my states mixed up, but she came in too and she said she had the AML, which of all the leukemia, AML is supposed to be the scariest and the fastest one. And she's been coming to us for years now and she said, yeah, the doctors say everything, all the numbers are good, perfect, healthy blood. So we want her. She has the same exact thing as Dan from Haverhill. So we want them to meet because the doctors told Dan, the elder, the gentleman, that he has a hopeless case. And we're like, Gene's still working, still comes here once every few weeks. Like, perfect. Everything's looking good. So we want them to meet.
I know. I can hear your dad say that. Don't believe this. I mean, don't believe the doctors.
Yeah. Believe their diagnosis, but not their prognosis. How can they tell you you're gonna die when there's so many things out there? Tong Ren, energy healing, acupuncture, Tuina. Let's see, thyroid, hyperthyroid, parathyroid, pain and bladder. Okay, Esther, we'll tap on the C6, C7, T1. Down to the T7, lumbar sacrum. The lumbar sacrum will also be good for the bowel function. And we did the happy hormones and brain circulation already. Blue Sky. Okay, Blue Sky also asked for Isaac has right rotator cuff. Macular regeneration. So the eye health, the eye function for everyone with any eye issues.
We have a people who asked for eye.
Cognitive dysfunction. We did the brain circulation already. Ooh, pancreas. Okay. So we have Trish Ann with pancreas. Don't know why. We're just really good at pancreas. So hold on to your seat for the pancreas tapping. So the vagus has a nerve going down to the digestive organs. Anyone with a digestion, This will be good for your IBS too, Kathy. So the vagus going down to the right side, T789 for the pancreas. Ovaries will be T7 down to lumbar 1, 2, 3. The bones, we did the parathyroid for everyone. Fibromyalgia. Chronic fatigue is the brainstem circulation from the neck going up, but the neck also coming down. Trigger finger. Karen from Chicago says she feels a lot of heat. Thank you, Yvonne and Jacqueline. Thanks, Karen. Hey, Steph, Louie, and Brady. Let's tap on some brain. Let's tap for some brain for brain spots, brain circulation, seizures, Lyme, co-infections, the spine, inflammation, all in the same area. Ouch point, the Brady and Lou. Neck.
I'm getting very warm too.
Who is it?
I'm getting very warm.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I'm sure it's the lighting, but you look really like toasty. Nice. I could have used some of that while camping.
Yeah.
Camped in the rain. It was struggles. Yeah, we went Friday and Saturday, and it was like downpouring. We'll tap for some internal heat. How's that? Well, a warm. Warm me and hue up from the bones. Abdominal hernia, ED, and RA. Ouch point, the hernia, the ED. Let's see our Facebook requests.
We got some weight management. We got a lot of them. One of them to start was weight management or weight loss.
Mm. Oh, okay. For Facebook, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you're right. I see. Okay.
That's Poco.
We didn't do Carol yet. Heart, blood, and digestion. We can do the medulla for the heart, lungs, vessels. Digestion we did. Eye infection, MCS, multiple chemical sensitivity. So that can be just like you're immune. The autoimmune is flaring up, so... The MCS is when like you smell a perfume and your body starts breaking out, or you have the wrong detergent, or so many triggers can make the body overreact. Just like some people overreact with pollen, but this is just like a lot of different chemicals. Still, the autoimmune, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. And the lipoma on the left rib cage, so we can ouch point that. Andreas, we tap for the spine, the scoliosis, and the medulla. So how have you been, Andreas? I haven't seen you since he's been traveling around the world, receiving healing everywhere, and made a stop in Boston. So hopefully we were able to find some blockages and open them up for you. But we're also going to tap for his mother's skin cancer. So this is good for everyone with the skin, hives, skin cancer, the wrong growth in the skin. So the growth, T4. We have Seamus, who said yesterday was the second year anniversary of Ivor Lewis. So he got his clean scan last month. So he owes us some M&Ms and cognac. So we'll have a party soon. But he said the three scans, the vertebrae breaking at 7, 11, and 12. So please tap for the back, the 7, 11, 12, and for sleep issues too, which is interesting because T7 is for sleep. So let's tap for the strengthening of the bones. C7, T1, but also some ouch point at T7, 11, 12. Arda has angina, which is like heart pain. So let's tap for some heart pain, or, you know, to take away some heart pain. So it might be coming from the neck. The neck is tight, so that can drag down to the chest pain. We could do some ouch point along here. Nope, no need for a name. We'll just send this out. As long as you know the name, you know who to direct it to.
Question.
Yeah. So someone asked, so we're tapping for someone. Do you need to know their name? Like, no, that's fine. We're just sending the signal out. But we do want them to know or have agreement that we are sending them energy. So you can't just, you know, walk around, stop and shove and start blessing everyone. Like, oh, yeah, good pancreas for you, healthy lungs for you. We want agreement. We want people to be open and accepting in case it, like, goes against any of their belief, or if they don't want to keep going, or they, you know, they like the pain, or they just not open, you know. So we want the recipient to agree. Thanks a lot, Kevin. He told me to say no to camping. It's a little late for that. We're already back. We already survived it. Should have told me earlier. Let's see. Detox from a mold. Yeah, we did that. Thyroid. Oh, okay, we did clean. Esophageal. Oh, Jimmy esophagus. Okay. So after Jimmy with esophagus, Jackie, we're done with Facebook as well. Do you want to take over the Instagram requests?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's do the esophagus. The vagus down, the esophagus ouch point. You can also tap on the back. T1 down to 7, 8, 9.
If you're on Instagram and you'd like to send through a request, if you haven't done it yet, please do that now. We will get to those next. So we have first Instagram request is lower abdominal pain and digestive problems. So we want to focus on the lumbar area. And vagus for digestion. T9 for stomach. got a request also for Vertigo. So Vertigo is more of a balance thing, right, Yvonne?
Mm-hmm. So it can be from the balance center of the brain, the piece of cambria, the cerebellum over here, or it could be like an inner ear crystal situation.
Yeah, so tapped in the cranial, back of the head, the cranial, nerves, mandibula. For Nikki, too, if she's on, I know when I spoke to her in April, she had some vertigo going on.
Actually, I think she did much better when she came in on Thursday and she left. She's like, I feel much better, smoother.
That's Pollard. She used to have vertigo, I believe. Okay. Bring it down. Hi, Mama Shari. Perfect blood, please. Blessings and gratitude. So we've been tapping for blood, but why don't we do it again?
I'm doing a double dip in happy mama.
Mama, so the blood, like T1 for like the bone marrow. There's blood all over. Got a request for digestion again, so the vagus. I think we all can use a little digestion perk.
Yes, some smooth movement.
Smooth movement.
Appreciate if you have good digestion, right? It's those things you don't appreciate until it goes sideways.
And I think that the gut-brain connection is really pretty fascinating to me. So for the good digestion, we're going to have, you know, that brain-gut connection too. Mm. Oh, nice. Feeling very relaxed. You got that.
I'm feeling relaxed, too.
Okay, please tap for Jerry's back and depression. For my emotions, no problem. Okay, so depression. So I think this is good for any people who just joined, just opening up the top of the head, the brain, just to clear out any anxiety, stress, brain fog, depression. And we can tap the new favorite point that I have, right? The cat whiskers. Were you just thinking that?
Yeah, well, I figured your new favorite point.
The cat whisker point is in the front. So if you can imagine having cat whiskers where they'd be out of, your memory is so tied to your sense of smell. So we're going to open that up to just release if there's like any like PTSD. Or improve your psychic abilities. It also opens your sciences. So again, we got like a 3-for-1 there.
Like so many for one. PTSD, trauma, the sinus, allergy, so many things.
And then for sending him, we're going to work on Jerry's. So we're opening up the depression, clearing that out, and then we're going to also work on the back. So we'll go down the spine. The emotions will help you too, and everyone here, and anyone you want to hold in the collective clinician. That was a good one.
I'm tingling.
Joey, hi. It's at progress metabolism to bone. So we'll, that's a good one. So teeth. I don't think we had a breast request yet, have we?
We got one breast inflammation.
Okay. Four for breast. The bone. Keep one. And then the tumor at T4 and T6, which is interesting because that's from areas T4.
My dog friends in Texas.
All right, Sonia, can you please send healing to my dad for prostate and bone cancer? Okay, I can definitely do that. Prostate. So that is around the lumbar area.
We had Tim that comes into Hayville. He had prostate cancer, but now his prostate numbers, and he's off the medication too. He's like at 0.05, and then he went for another test a few months after he's been working with us, and then like down to 0.03, where they want you to be under 10, like over 10, they're alarmed, but like 0.03, we didn't think we could get any lower than 0.05. He's doing really well. And the doctors also told him he had 6 months to live. Like, wow, this, he's been with us for like a year or more now.
He would never know he had 6 months if they told him 6 months.
He's doing great.
And then bone cancer. So attack the bones.
We have a bone density on the hip also. But that will
bone density, that one too.
That will go with both.
Same, so, growth hormone. And we did hormones while we're at it. The endocrine system.
To buy new dolls.
Okay, so that's autoimmune for anyone focusing on that today. And then we're going to work on your ankle swollen. So we're just going to do the ouch point. We'll do both, so I don't know which ankle it is. Strong ankles.
I guess we kind of underestimate ankles, right? Because ankles really holding the whole body up.
Sports or running, and you don't have an injury right now, you want to build them up so you, you know, don't twist an ankle or hurt yourself there.
Oh. I'm slipping my whole phone because J-Boy just said kidney flush for the homies, so. Dang it, John. Caught me off guard.
Talking the lingo. Okay. Linda, heart muscle. Okay. So, heart, let's tap for T5 for the heart. Strong heart. And bone density hip area. So, let's keep tapping for the bones and especially that hip area for you.
Doing all right. Yep,
we're getting there. Good, we're good on time. Correct. So, Linda, J-Boy, yes, I see it now. Kidney flush.
Do the kidney flush for the homies, okay? For all y'all out there.
I love that. Okay. Can you explain about what a kidney flush really is?
You
mean, kidneys flush out of toxins, right?
So yes. So the kidney meridian is right here, coming down, kind of like suspenders. Yeah, they're kind of like suspenders in the front. And it really just, you know, accesses all the organs. So when you just tap down the entire, like down here, so down here, just like the whole area, you're just accessing all the organs to help, you know, stimulate everything and flush out all the junk. Maybe Laura invented that one. Doing her justice.
I love that request, and that's good for everybody. All benefit. Here, I need this. I think that is the last request on Instagram.
And I've been checking, and that's the last request for us, too. So, anything else you want to add?
We got the anxiety, we got autoimmune, we got so many. I think we covered the body.
Yeah, we did.
Does anyone have any questions about any of like devices or how Chong Ren works or different points? I guess we can use like a little Q&A time if anyone has any questions.
Bellatrix, why don't you tell them again about Joe's class and any upcoming events?
Oh, yes. I thought you said Bellatrix for a second. I'm like, Patrix?
Bellatrix.
Joe's class is November 14th, and you can register. We'll send a link. We'll put a link on tolerancestation.com.
Yes.
But if anyone missed it, it is on our Instagram Live. It should be posted on Facebook too, but definitely check it should be on Instagram. You can check to see like the interview we have with Joe, and he is like Avon said, like wealth of knowledge, and he is such an amazing healer. He just talks about kind of his theories, how he works with Tom, how he's learned from Tom, how he uses Tom Brown. But he also talks about things that like were really cool, like how he uses clay for healing as well. So, like, he's got all these interesting ways of that he goes about just wellness. And then what other seminar? Oh, we have a seminar coming up in Italy. If anyone speaks Italian or is in Italy, there's going to be a few doctors out there that are going to be doing a session. So that is
Just a few doctors. There are like huge names out there. And most of the participants are doctors and MDs. So it's because it's actually been 10 years now. So this is actually a good point. It's been 10 years since Tong Ren has been in Italy. And they have really just taken this concept and like expanded and evolved it into something huge now. So they're having like a conference, and they sent me the itinerary and the talks, and it's like It's really impressive. Some of the topics are like quantum medicine, Tongren with quantum applications, or radionics and Tongren. And this is not just from like a Joe Schmo. You know, Tom Tam is Joe Schmo, but he is the best Joe Schmo. But these are actually doctors in Italy. And they're like the Tongren and the Tom Tam healing system information is actually in the Italian Medical Society, like in the books. So before you pass, before you become a doctor, you had to pass the test. Like we have the American Medical Association, they have the Italian Medical Association, and our information's in their books. So you have to learn our information before you could become a doctor. So they have really made waves over there.
Yes.
So that's their 10-year anniversary coming up this week.
And, we did have a question come through on Instagram from Sonia, which is a great question. She asks, something has been asked by someone else, do you need to ask for the same thing again for yourself? So, if we cover something, you get that benefit too, that chi goes to you. You can still, I don't see the harm of asking, right, Yvonne? Like, we can always, keep you in the collective for it. If we have time to tap for it again, we surely will. But you're getting that benefit. Maybe you'll get it twice if we tap again.
Yeah, we're not that stingy on our time, so you can ask. But usually when we tap for one person, then everyone with that issue is also receiving that signal. So let's say someone has, like, the breast inflammation. It might be a little different than, like, a breast cancer. So it's okay to ask. But if someone has, like, arm pain and someone else has arm pain, then it's, you know, already sent out to the collective.
Yeah. That was a really good question.
That was a good question. Yeah. So I think we can do some meditation for a few minutes.
Yes. Do you happen to have the Galaxy One?
Oh, I thought about stealing it from work, but you know, we frown upon stealing from work. So everyone, you hear that, we do not condone that. So I did not take one from work.
But yeah, let's take a couple minutes and just meditation.
Close our eyes and just kind of reflect on, you know, let's think about 5 good things in the day. It could be big, it could be small. If you can't find 5 good things in today, then maybe yesterday or the day before. And just let the body absorb all the energy from Tongren that we were just tapping for. All the signal from the head, down the neck, and the shoulders. Relaxing into the upper spine. And down to the T4, 5, 6, 7, the middle back. Letting that wave wash down. Down to the lumbar. Sacral area, the glutes for you sitting, for those who are lying down, just relaxing the whole body, down the legs, letting the energy flow down to the feet, down and ground. Take a few minutes to think about those 5 happy things and positive things. Okay, thank you all for being with us. We hope to see you next week. Same time, same place. Okay. And if you can, then we always appreciate your donation to help support Tong Ren and show your gratitude, as well as, you know, giving is receiving, and just the cycle of the energy exchange. So tell your friends and family about Tong Ren.